Stop.
Morning, are you there, Tanis and Maren?
I'm kind of there.
Indeed. It's been a weird week.
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, we struggled a bit this week with the idea of a theme because, well, we couldn't because everything is just so overwhelming right now. This is me speaking. So we decided to go back to the beginning, because this is our 12th show, go back to the beginning and just pick a bunch of music that we'd been listening to, that we enjoyed, that did something for us this week, and just go with that, and not try to get any kind of consensus around a theme, just the theme being we've all had the week we've had. So we started with the Pixies, Where Is My Mind? Which was picked by you, Maren, but really spoke to me.
Yeah, I have to say, I was just tweeting hello to everybody on the hashtag on DS106 Radio, and I think this is our 12th Crisis Radio Sunday special, isn't that right? Yeah, and I think, you know, when we started this like 12 weeks ago, I thought, oh yeah, that'd be a fun thing to do while the crisis lasts. And yeah, I think, you know, it's getting longer and more complicated. And particularly here in the UK, it feels like, you know, the nightmare is getting more interesting and not better. So yeah, I'm still glad we're here. And I've definitely been asking myself, where's my mind this week?
How are you doing, Tanis? And who's going to pick first this week? We're supremely unorganized.
I'm here, and I think it might be Maren's turn to pick first, because I think I picked first last time. So, but also, hello everybody. Hello, anybody who's listening. Glad you're here with us. Hope you caught the amazing show that preceded this one. It was personally, I think, one of my favorites that John and Brian have done. So really just excellent, excellent start to the morning. So big shout out to those two who put together such a great show. So thank you.
And I noticed a song John played is on a playlist that we've been building in the background as well, or an artist he played is on a playlist that we've been building, because we have been putting together a woman of color, indigenous, minority, you know, it's a real kind of mixture of all the things we've enjoyed. And Tanis, you added Christy Lane Sinclair to that, I think a few days ago now. So when I heard her this morning, yeah, not the first time.
No, there's also Buffy and Tanya Tagak on there as well, that song they played as well. So yeah, there were quite a few overlaps, which is really, really wonderful to see. So maybe they'll get played again. Who knows?
I think
they might end up on our show in the future.
Okay.
Well, actually, I was going to choose one of yours, Tanis, to start us off. And this was a new song to me, an artist that I hadn't come across called, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Ami Yerevanov.
It's fairly new to me. So continuing on the lines of French hip hop diaspora here. it doesn't have a very hip hoppy sound, but this is a singer, rapper, hip hoppy person from Mali. So she's, I actually found her through, there's this French hip hop, digital newspaper, magazine, whatever we call that these days, that it's called Madame Rap, and it's all about, I think, well, from what I can see, it's about female hip-hop artists from around the world. But so it's a really nice place to discover new ones, and I found quite a few on that list, and she was one of them, and it's got quite a joyful sound to it, so I think it's a great choice. It's a good one to start us off with, I think.
Okay, and I'm using the same setup as I was last week, so apologies if I'm fingers and thumbs as I try to switch over, but let's play it.
Mamie, tu l'as même aimé.
Thank you for that.
Slow to the mute.
God, it's one of those mornings. I fumbled the handover. I'm not sure that the switching backwards and forwards, it kind of works okay. It stops me messing stuff up too much, but it's a bit disjointed sometimes. But anyway.
Sound levels sound good though.
And I'm drinking a Caesar, which is this kind of classic Canadian drink that a few people introduced me to, and it involves celery, and I'm at the point where I want to eat the celery, so I need to choose a track that will give me enough time to crunch my way through a bunch of celery. So I think I'm going to choose our next track. Is that right? Yep,
that sounds great.
And Maren, I'm going to choose one of yours. I'm going to choose The Cure, Prayers for Rain. It's pouring here today. I left Scotland for the promise of sunshine in Canada over summer, and it turns out that was bullshit. So, Maren, tell us about The Cure. Do you like The Cure?
You know, totally by coincidence, I added a tune. I thought I let the side down last week with not a single one on the playlist. So I thought I'd be making up for that. And it's actually had a really big downpour here in the last couple of days, but for the first time in ages. And all the kind of, you know, grass and all the plants were really like needing a drink. So it was nice when it came, but it came with a real drop in temperature. So today I spent the whole day being cold and laying under duvets and blankets and wearing hoodies in order to get warm. That's my contribution for today. Back up warm.
So Prayers for Rain, The Cure. Let's see if I can do this switch over doodad again.
Thank you.
There we go. I don't know quite what to say. I remember Disintegration as an album, and I'm just having these waves of nostalgia.
One of the things I keep forgetting is that Cure songs are all 7 minutes long. So yeah, you get your full measure of the song.
Tanis, you're up next.
So I'm going to go for the Sunshine Men song. I think my approach this week is going to be just pick the list based on have I heard the song or not. So that's going to be my approach, and I haven't heard this one before. So yeah, it'll be new to me.
Maren, one of yours. Not a 6 minutes, 7 seconds choice this time. Tell us about this one.
You know, I've been trying to like find a lot more like different music to listen to in the last couple of weeks, and this is a song that I've only recently met myself, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it has a cool beat to it, and this week anything that got me through the week and out of bed was welcome. So this is one of those songs. There's not a big story behind it, but definitely got me out of bed.
Okay. And it's Freestyle Fellowship. I think the song is Sunshine Men. I've never heard it either, so I look forward to it. Thank you for choosing it, Tanis.
May I have your attention, please? The following is a brief introduction to the concept of the Sunshine Men. Keep in mind that all instances that follow fact. And now, our anthem. Recently, I've seen MCs coming through while I was at home on my couch watching the boob tube, fighting like a roughneck just to stay loose as I sat and wrote rhymes on a page like Mother Goose. This was the problem, results of a test. The heart of all whackness lies rooted out west, right smack dab inside my civilization. The hunt for an MC brings investigation. What I mean is basically there's no one who comes off correct and stands in the sun of Cal. But here comes the change up in trend, the world debut intro to the Sunshine Men.
I don't understand.
Let me explain this clearly and plain about the journey of the brothers who missed this train towards sellout. When high profile rhymes go straight out the window, we're not like regular bimbos with Sunshine Men. Just a definition of those in this hot spot who despise the system. One composed of an inferior peer group, polluting the airwaves, and I got the scoop on radio. It's all about your cash flow, paper, airplay, or you fly solo. Only one brother can come up off this. Those without talents but big drug profits. Rap becomes a tool often used in vain, just like a gun, when they want out of the insane lifestyle, but they want the insane pay. So they pick up a mic, yet they have nothing to say. It's a damn shame, cause they form the pack of those who represent my spot, yet they lack the skill to get raw with words and code shoot them. Stuck in the past, putting raps to a drum computer. Not even worried that the song's not able, cause they got juice and hookups at big labels. No uniqueness, no goals or dreams, no creativity's exactly how it seems as a Sunshine Man. With plans and a pen in my hand, recording thoughts and beats for the next man. Even those who live without a clue, I bring the truth to you. It's not new to help my cause, the rise or inflation, the incline of Western civilization. Words to enlighten and to direct, brought to you live and correct from Sunshine Man.
I understand.
The world is everyone down with sunshine. None of them from here, but the attitude's clear. They stroll like kings, the big fish in a small stream. Too weak to battle, so they fled the Big Apple. And they moved out west like old settlers. Booty MCs, no rhymes with a swelled head. Aiming to discover an inactive rhyme zone just like Columbus. They called here home. So they moved in and started a new trend. West Coast stars made from East Coast pollution. Native MCs never got the game plan. So they grabbed the trumpets and hopped in the band. But no, not me, neither I nor D seeks the shade from sunshine underneath trees of confusion. Because this illusion is grim, we choose to stay clear-minded as sunshine men.
Oh, that was good. I enjoyed that. Thank you, Maren.
You're welcome. I thought that was a cool song. And it has a certain swagger to it that, you know, as a younger person, I always thought, like, oh, you know, maybe I'll be cool when I grow up. And then I listen to songs like that, and I'm like, no, definitely not. But on the other hand, I can listen to the music and, like, pretend. So that's a hope I've got.
I thought you were about to say, like, as a younger person, because I think you might be younger than Tanis and I. And I was getting ready to jump there. What do you say?
Yeah, hey, it's my it's actually my birthday coming up soon. I'm having preparing for having a lockdown 40th birthday in the city where I just moved to, so that's going to be interesting. But yeah, I
40th I get birthday. A lot of,
yes, I know. I get a lot of pitying looks for being so young, but someone has to do it, so I can't help it.
Oh my god.
Hey, life can be tough when you're 39.
I think life is tough for everybody right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on.
You go.
I was going to say it's your pick next, just to put you on the spot some more.
Yeah, exactly. I know we're putting on me tonight. So I'm going to go for a song that I went for by the title. I read the title of the song and I thought, this must be the song for me. And I think it's one of yours, Anne-Marie, because it's called Every Time I'm Ready to Hug. And I thought, this is now, right here, right now, I'm ready to hug. So I'm sending you a hug, and Tanis, obviously, and everybody who's listening. But yeah, tell us about the song.
There's no great story to it. It's one that's on various of my playlists. It comes up in rotation. It's quite upbeat and perky, and I like it. And I was trying to think about when the last time I actually hugged a real person was. And it was February when I went to Royal Roads University for a meeting. And I stayed in Elizabeth Child's house for the weekend, a lovely colleague from Royal Roads. And I hugged her then. And that was the last hug I had before COVID hit. So I am so ready to hug an actual, real, live human being. So it's on my playlists in general, but, like, it's taken on a whole different meaning now. So.
Well, I'm sending you a virtual hug. I am a real person, but I'm not close enough to give you one in person.
I think if you go out and, like, randomly hug people in the street right now, you probably bad things happen. So yes, I'm resisting all of that.
Yes. But anyone who's listening, if you fancy a hug, we are sending them out to you virtually today. So
absolutely.
Tweet us at DS106 Radio. And we will do our best to find the correct emoji to send you hugs.
Okay, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I am ready to hug. Social distancing, I'm done. Unfortunately, not socially acceptable. So I'll carry on. I made a very nice face mask this week, and I also got COVID tested, and I don't have COVID. There you go.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Well, I didn't have COVID when I got tested. It's been a couple of days.
Well, unsurprisingly, after we were completely ready to relax lockdown here in the UK, the transmission rate of the virus has gone up again. So in some areas of the UK, it's now gotten worse. So, yeah, definitely, definitely trying to stay alive here, too.
Yep, we were in Alberta. I think we are on a downward trajectory. And Edmonton, where I am, is nowhere near as bad as the southern part of Alberta. But Friday was a really good day, and then Saturday it ticked up a little bit. And I wonder whether this is the, you know, we started easing restrictions a couple of weeks ago, so we're seeing a little bit of that coming through now. So I hope people get a little scare and, you know, put those masks on and step back. Don't hug people. Okay, it's my pick next, and I'm gonna go for one of Tanis's. When we were thinking about playlist, we started off thinking about whether we should do what we talked about last week, which was this idea of a Cures, Kinks, Pixies kind of only playlist. And so there's a few things that crept on as a result of that, I think. But yeah, this is an old favourite of mine too. Cannonball, The Breeders.
Ooh, so, yeah. Awesome choice.
So I'm going to play it. And yeah, and then we come back and I think we've got one of Tanis's picks to play. And there may or may not be a story connected with it.
That may be a vintage DS106 Sunday special story, so listen out.
It may be. Okay, let's go for this.
In the shade. I'm the last.
I love that song. It's years and years since I first heard it, and it never gets old.
No, it's an awesome song.
So up next, we have one of Tanis's picks. And it's so it's a cover song that I put on here when we were, again, when we were thinking about this Pixies, Kinks, Cure kind of playlist idea. And it's a Kinks cover. It's a cover of God's Children by Woods, which is just, it's a lovely song anyway, and then it's a lovely kind of trippy version of it. But, Maren, is there some kind of story associated with the Kinks?
Definitely not. I don't know what you mean.
Is there anybody in our EdTech community who has any kind of story to tell about the Kinks? Because if not, I'll just move on and play it. I'm racking my brains to try to remember.
I think so too. And I think there was something that should ringing a dim bell for me, and something about trousers, was it?
That rings a vague bell. Maybe somebody out there can tweet the story for us and tell us what that was all about while we play the song. Let's go for it.
Change.
Oh, fumbled it slightly there.
Hey, that was an awesome cover version, actually. I really enjoyed that. I hadn't heard that before either.
I think it was like the B-side to... B-side, like what is even that? What even is that these days? But the other song on a single release.
The other song.
The other song. The other side of a thing that doesn't have sides anymore, that's all just digital and messed up. Yeah, so, but yeah, it is, it's lovely. I like it anyway. And it's back to you, Maren. It's your pick. What do you want?
It is. So, there, as I said, there were lots of songs on the playlist this week that I'd never heard before. But there's one that I really liked, which was The National's Karen at the Liquor Store. And that's actually, that's one I really like. And I think that's one of your picks, Anne-Marie. Is that right? Is there a story behind it? Or is it just part of the soundtrack of your week? Or just a general theme at this point? I think...
It's like, well, yeah. It's another one of those songs that ends up on rotation sometimes. And it's quite... I don't know, it makes me feel quite melancholy sometimes, but and now I have a better understanding of what a liquor store is, obviously, because unlike the UK, in the part of Canada I'm in anyway, you have to go to a special shop to buy your booze. You can't just buy it in the supermarket along with everything else.
Right.
So liquor stores are a thing I understand now, rather than this kind of strange thing that happens in films to other people. But yeah, the song is just a melancholy, nice. Yeah, it's on my playlist sometimes when I'm feeling sad.
That's an awesome pick. So
let's play it and give everybody a downer. It's just a nice, gentle song.
You're welcome, everyone.
Blame Maren if you feel sad. Right, let's go for it.
I was a worm, I was a creature. I get on the ground the second I'd see you. You cannot command your love. I wasn't a catch, I wasn't a keeper. I was walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever. Hand and glove. So blame it on me, I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. I see you in stations and on invitations. You'd fall into rivers with friends on the weekends. Innocent skies above. Corinne at the liquor store, can't wait to see you. I'm walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever in the house of love. So blame it on me, I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. Wasn't so bad, I wasn't that sick. Got taken by love, I wasn't that quick. A foregone conclusion. It's gonna be different after tonight. You're gonna see me in a different light. It's a foregone conclusion. Thank you.
There we go. We're feeling melancholy now.
Oh my God. I definitely am.
Yes. You're gone.
I mean, I was already there, I think.
Cool. So I think we had another pick from Tanis. I'm just trying to go back through Twitter because I'm juggling.
I think we have a double pick things. Because I think that Tanis picked the Fugees, and I think we just had an interactive request from Jim, who wants to play the Galaxy 500 track, which was going to be my next pick actually. So we have a double pick, and
let's do that then. Let's do that.
No one should say we don't want to please our audience here.
Well, I don't mind pleasing most of the audience, but I'm fundamentally against pleasing Jim Groom, just as a life rule, not just as a DS106 rule. Jim, I'm joking. I love you. One thing I wanted to say, actually, thinking about some of the comments that are in the Twitter feed, and I was thinking about this morning while I was in the shower as well. I'm imagining your Twitter feed looks like mine, and it's just this horror stream, this horror show of this really nasty intersection between all of the ways in which technology and surveillance technologies are going to intersect with the Black Lives Matters movement, and then all the ways the same kinds of technologies are currently intersecting with our messages about care and supporting students. You know, we see it in this kind of macro level with police surveillance, and we see it in this micro level with proctoring and the kind of surveillance in that. And it's horrific to see this whole space colliding. And I don't feel particularly good about educational technology in this moment. But I want to say this radio thing that we're doing, if this is educational technology, I like it. And I like the space we've carved out here, and I like what DS106 Radio is at this moment. It makes me feel good. So there you go.
I definitely agree.
Because it's a place of creativity, and many of those other places just don't feel like it right now. So anyway, that was me being maudlin. Should we play the Fugees and then Galaxy 500?
Yay!
Let's play them back to back, and then we'll come back with another pick after that. But I don't want to keep Jim waiting because he gets, you know, tetchy and difficult and grumpy. So
let's go for it.
So let's do that. Oh gosh, and now I'm trying to find what I'm looking for. Okay, let's do it.
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle, it's a nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell them, come on, be easy now. Squeeze this armor. Test why cleft. See that flesh get scorned. So bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, stay the hell out of my lawn. Chicken George became dead George. Stealing chicken from my farm. Yeah. I'm not the dead pigeon. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tunkus in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto, Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies becoming enemies in their own families. I'ma get them coming up when we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Ooh, la la la, it's the natural law that the refugees bring. Ooh, sit 90 degrees underneath palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Ujjwakhan, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reads his daily Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric facts like Ramadan.
What's going on? What we're getting come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah. What's going on?
something of a whiplash transition there between the Fugees and Galaxy 500. I feel like we're back in Brian and John territory, bouncing backwards and forwards. But if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us.
Brian and John territory is awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, you look amazing. I just saw the tartan tights picture. Wow, I'm so impressed.
Yeah, I just like everyone
says
to know.
You can't dress during lockdown.
I am. Well, this is the thing. Like once a week, I'm actually getting properly dressed for the radio. Most of the rest of the week, I really am not. And I got very annoyed this week. I got sent an email. I got very annoyed by a lot of things this week. I got sent an email from one of these training
companies. I don't
know companies.
Which one this is going to be.
And it was this list of like, well, it was a kind of, you know, register now before prices go up. So playing on all of our fears around budgets. And then it was this big long list of all these courses that, you know, women who aspire to leadership should be going on. I just saw red. I'm just like, now is not the time. When women are carrying a disproportionately higher burden, now is not the time. But one of them genuinely was one of these bullshit, like, not quite learn how to dress in the workplace. Well, it is, but it's dressed up more subtly than that. But it's like, you know, assert yourself.
Dress
through
for
the
Zoom success.
Oh, it wasn't even as relevant as that. Just like, fuck off. We all wear sweatpants. Stop pretending. and then when I got into a conversation about how that's not even true, my standards have slipped lower. Some days, don't even bother. I just don't need more washing. So once a week, when I'm on the radio, I put real clothes on, I dress like a normal person.
I totally empathise. I decided to do my bit to simulate the economy this week, and in a completely selfish act, I decided to buy a new dress for my birthday, which, you know, I'll be spending at home. So that is going to be really fancy, and I was just like, yeah, but we really need a new dress for my birthday, so I'm going to look really nice on my birthday. I'm very excited about that, even though no one will see it. It's still going to be a really important thing for myself. So,
Too right. Well, you will post pictures on the internet, obviously, because that's how we all live now.
Obviously, yeah. But I must say, fishnet tights, and matching tartan outfit is the height of radio chic. So all your other DJs out there, you know, be inspired by Anne-Marie and her sartorial commitment to broadcasting.
Are you saying we need to see Jim Groom in fishnets?
I asked him for pictures at the start of the hour, so still no photos. Anyway, what is your next pick, just before we get completely distracted?
You're trying to haul this out the gutter. You really are. I'm going to choose, I think it's one of yours, actually. Walk on by, Dionne Warwick.
Wow. I mean, what can I say? A voice full of solace. And I needed some of that this week.
Okay. Let's see if I can not fumble the transition and do this.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, cause each time I see you, I break down and cry, walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by. if I seem broken and blue.
I think it's time almost to say goodbye, Maren. It's 1:15. The time has just popped by and Tanis has had to drop off already.
I know. I mean, it is Sunday evening here, 8:15 for me. So, it's been one of those days, actually, where I've been really looking forward to the broadcast, but it's also hard, I think, sometimes sharing, you know, in pandemic times. And as we were saying at the start of the show, it's our 12th show. And I think, you know, when we started this, none of us had an idea how long it would last. And, you know, sometimes it feels like it won't stop ever. So I think, like, we'll be here like, oh, this is our 112th episode. Welcome here to our Sunday special, 2.5 years into lockdown. And I really hope that won't be the case. But that's my cheerful note on the end of the show today.
Well, and, you know, we deal with a pandemic and a lockdown, but then what we've seen in the last couple of weeks as well with Black Lives Matters and, you know, people who have been disproportionately affected by coronavirus on top of all of those other issues. And it can feel sometimes like indulging ourselves is trivial by comparison. But on the other hand, there's work to be done and we need to do the work. If there's one message that's been very, very clear, it's that people like us with privilege need to do the work. And we need to find a way to do it. So I will indulge myself if it allows me to keep going. That's just me. Okay.
That's right. We all need some care for each other. And this has been hard this week. So I'm super grateful that Tanis and you are there. I love hearing your voices all across, you know, oceans and time zones. And it's been amazing this week to hear so many people joining us on Twitter. So I'm just going to say hello and goodbye to a few of them. So it was great to see Francis and Kahira and Jim and Tanya and also Deborah and Scott and Paul and obviously John and Brian, who did the show before us, and Tracy and Sue. I'm just going to have a look. Oh, and Julia as well. Tanis and Marie and I are thrilled that all of you are listening in. And if we haven't mentioned your name, we're sorry, but we still love the fact that you were listening in. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah, we've we've got our closing song, which the chorus of which is maybe a bit of an anthem for, well, for me anyway. It's all about me. So thank you, everybody. Right. Go on.
I'm sending a big hug your way, Anne-Marie, as a real person.
Thank you. And 40th birthday best wishes to you. And we want to see the dress when you have it. Take care.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Everybody, take care. See you next week.
Scene ends badly, as you might imagine.